Parashas Korach. The first pasuk starts off, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi. Korach took V'dosan v'yavirun b'nei Eliyav, and Dosan v'yavirun v'yoin ben Felaz b'nei Reuven. These three people took, so the uncle says, it means v'yispalei Korach. Korach took himself, separated himself, in order to make a machlekes, to make a fight against Moshe and Aaron. Pasuk Bey says, "Vayakumu lefnei Moshe." They stood up in front of Moshe. V'yanoshim ebnei Yisro chamishim u'mosoyim. They had with them 250 people from Bnei Yisrael. Nesiye Eda. They were the leaders of the Eda. Kriye Moed Anshei Shem. All these people were very chashuv, very important people. And Pasuk Gimel, "Vayikohalu al Moshe v'al Aaron." They went. They gathered against Moshe and Aaron. V'yomru aleihem, and they said to them, Rav lochem ki cholo eda kulam kudoshim, uvesoichom Hashem umadua tisnasu akal Hashem. In other words, Rav lochem, you took too much upon yourself. In other words, you have too much. Really, it should belong to everybody. Ki cholo eda kulam kudoshim, everybody is very holy. Uvesoichom Hashem, Hashem is amongst everybody. Umadua tisnasu akal Hashem. Why do you make yourself above everybody else? And Rashi explains that they said, Rav lochem, you took too much for yourself, means harbe yoisim midar lakachtam liatzmechem gedula. You took too much greatness for yourself. In other words, maduat es nasim lakachto ato malchus lehoi lechol avoro leachicha kuna. If you, Moshe, took malchus for yourself, you shouldn't have taken the kuna, the kohen gadol, and given it to your brother Aaron. In other words, Korach was also a ben Levi. See, like he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. So he had complaints, how come you took the Kohen Gadol and gave it to your brother Aaron? But the question is then, how come Dosan v'Aviron, they were not Bnei Levi? They were only from Shevet Reuven. And V'Yoin ben Peles, how come they also came to complain with Korach? The Kohen, they were not Bnei Levi, why should they be Zeicha to be the Kohen Gadol? And the Rabbeinu Bechai once explained that really the other taina was that why did Moshe take away the koyach from the Bechorim and give it to the Kuna? In other words, they wanted that the Bechor should have the right again to do the Avoida. And these were Bnei Reuven. Bnei Reuven were the Bechorim. Reuven was the Bechor. And all these people were also Bechorim. It's brought down who had in the Chamishim U'Masayim, the 250 from the Bnei Yisro were also Bechorim. So they all came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu, how come you took away from us the Bechor and gave it over to the Shevet Kuna, like, why can't we still do the Avodah? But it all started off that Korach was the leader, and he, like it started off, Vayikach Korach, the Farshim say, he took and spoke to them. He complained to everybody, and talked them into going against Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi explains, why did Korach himself, why did he come to complain against Moshe? So Rashi says, Maro Korach lechalek Moshe. What did Korach see to fight against Moshe? So Rashi says, the Siba, what caused him to do this was, Nizkane al Nisiyusa Shelil Itzofen Ben Uzuel. He had a need of kina. He had jealousy. He was jealous because Moshe Rabbeinu put the Nisiyus Tel Itzofen Ben Uzuel. Sheminu Moshe Nosi al Bnei Kos al Piyadibur. Moshe Rabbeinu, because he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Piyadibur, that the Nosi, the leader of Bnei Kos, should be El Itzofen Ben Uzuel. Now Korach felt jealous about this, felt very bad. Omar Korach. Korach said, Achai Abu Abohoyim. My father had, there were four brothers. Ubnei Kos, Amram HaBechor. So Amram the Bechor, not Lushnei Bon of Gedula. How come his two children, Moshe V'Yaron, both took Gedula? Echod Melech, Moshe like was the Melech, V'Yechod Kohen Gadol. Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. Then he said, Miror Litla Sashnia. Who should take the second of greatness? Who should be the Nosi of the Ubnei Kos? Loyani, Korach said, shouldn't it be me? Shani Ben Yitzhar. I'm the son of Ben Yitzhar. Shushenu Amram. He was the second one. He was the one after Amram. His Amram was the oldest, and after came Yitzhar. So it was Roy for Korach to be. He should take over to be the Nosi, or the president, like the head of Bnei Kos. Vumina Nosi as Ben Achiv Hakotem Ikulam. But Moshe Rabbeinu took Elitzofon, which was the youngest. So therefore Korach was jealous about this, and he said, Hareini Chaylik Olav Mavatles Dvarav. I'm going to argue on Moshe Rabbeinu and Mevatel to destroy whatever he says. And that's what happened now, that he gathered together 250 people to argue against Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is like the Mishnah says in Novice, in Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Chof Ches, that Rabbi Elezer HaKapar Oimer, HaKino V'HaTaivo V'HaKovoid is Moitzien Es Odom in Oilam. If a person has the midah of jealousy, he has kino, V'HaTaivo, he has lust, he wants things, V'HaKovoid, he wants to have respect, these things are Moitzien Es Odom in Oilam. And that's what happened to Korach. Korach, that was a big pikeach, a smart person, a tzaddik at the beginning, but since he had this midah of kino, of kovod, he wanted the respect. He was jealous that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the nesiyas, the leadership, to somebody else. He couldn't take it, and because of this, he went to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, until eventually he only caused himself to be moitzim in olam, that he was killed. Rashi later, in the Pasuk Zayin, brings down another reason, like why Korach made this big mistake. Rashi later says in Pasuk Zayin, V'Korach she'pikeach hoya, ma'roya l'shtuzeh, Korach, that was a smart person, how come he made such a big mistake to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu to bring the Keturah Zorah and kill himself? So Rashi says, Einoi hitasai, his eyes made him make a mistake. Ror shal shelas gedolo yotzim imenu, he saw that his sons, his great-grandsons, are going to be big tzaddikim. Shmuel came out of Korach. Sheshaku keneged Moshe v'Aaron, that Shmuel was just equal to Moshe v'Aaron. So Omer, he said, Bishvili ani nimlot, because of them I'll be saved. So the Medrash goes on to say that Omar, Korach said, Efsher kol ha'gdula hazois asidu lamed mimeni b'ni edoim, like how could it be that my sons will be such great tzaddikim and I'm wrong? So this gave him the encouragement and the fighting against Moshe that he really thought he was right. But Rashi at the end explains, what was his mistake though? So Rashi says, "V'loy ro yofi, didn't see good. The fishabon of also tshuva, that his sons did tshuva, and since they did tshuva, that's why they became tzaddikim. Well, Moshe yiroya, but Moshe was able to see that Korach was doing wrong now, and I, his children, will be tzaddikim because they were the ones to do tshuva." This is what it says in the Medrash Tanhuma. So according to this Medrash, the reason why Korach had the courage to fight against Moshe was because he saw that his own children were going to be big tzaddikim. And he thought if he was really wrong, it couldn't be that his children will be tzaddikim. And the Svasama says the question, like, how come Korach didn't know this? How come he made this mistake, like Rashi brings down, like the Medrash says, that maybe his children will do tshuva? Like, maybe why didn't Korach also think of this? He himself is doing a chet. He's doing something wrong now. My children are going to be big tzaddikim because maybe they will do tshuva. Like, why didn't Korach think of this also? So the Svasama one says that the pshat is, that he thought, if he would be doing such a chet, this is a tremendous sin to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine arguing against the Manan Gadol, the God Lador. So he figured that this is such a great Aveira, that if I'm wrong, it's such a big sin, that the sin would go into him, into his children, and cannot go out. They cannot do tshuva. So he figured if he was wrong, it wouldn't be possible for them to do tshuva. But since they did do tshuva, or since they were tzaddikim, so Korach thought for sure he was right. And the Sosemus wants to explain, so if so, what was the mistake? Like, if this chet was such a great chet, how come Taka the children were able to become tzaddikim to do tshuva again? So he says, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, later on in the Pasha we see, how to create a new type of a misa for Korach. That how was Korach killed? HaKodesh Baruch Hu made a hole in the ground and swallowed up Korach Vadosai. Mamash live. He just swallowed them up, a new type of a misa. And the Svasamas explains, why did Hashem have to create such a misa? And that's the pshat, he says. Because if he wouldn't have died such a misa, there was such a big rishis, he did so wrong, Korach, that it would have went into the blood of the children couldn't have done tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take Korach the way he was, v'chol adosoi, and had to like just dissolve him, like the whole earth, swallow them up. In other words, all the hashpo of Korach, all the badness that Korach caused, and put into his children, it was all lost. It was all dissolved right there. That's why he was able for his children later to do tshuva. But in Echnami, Korach didn't think of this. So Korach was right in this thought. They thought that if he would do such a big chet like this, it's not possible for his children to do tshuva. So that's why he thought that since his children were going to be more tzaddikim, he knew he was doing right. But his mistake was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a misa that all the ra that he did was destroyed. like it's not here anymore, and therefore it was possible for his children to become tzaddikim. But all this, of course, is according to the first pshat also, that it was the midah of kina and kavod that Korach had that led him to do all this rishis. But the question is, good Korach had this jealousy, had this midah, he wanted to have his own respect. That's why he lost himself. He went to fight against Moshe. But how did he have the power to convince the other people, the 250 people, how was he able to convince them to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu? And the Mefarshim speak out that the koyach, the power that Korach had, was with the koyach of leitzonis, of making jokes. When you make jokes, no matter how important the thing is, you could just be mavatlet and make it like nothing. And when you make something like nothing, you could go to do the worst things. Like really, the Medrash says, like what's the smichas of this pashas of Korach to the pasha before of Tzitzis? Last psukim before in Shlach was talking about the mitzvah of Tzitzis, to make Tzitzis and to make the mitzvah of tefillin, of mezuzah. What's the smichas to the famous Medrash that the Medrash says, Vayikach Korach, the Medrash says, that makos of lemala inyan v'yoslem tzitzis, that means kofa Korach v'yomala Moshe. Korach went to ask Moshe Rabbeinu a few questions, and he asked him a talis shekula tcheles maho, sheti apturim in a tzitzis. If you have a talis made completely from tcheles, what's the halacha? Do you still need tzitzis or not? So Moshe Rabbeinu answered back, yes, it's chayiv. So Korach started to laugh back and joke back and said, how could that be? Madach, like a bit of kavachayma, if tcheles is enough, one string of tchelis helps for the other tzitzis, so if you have all the strings of tchelis, the whole beggar is made out of tchelis, for sure it should be part of a mitzvah tzitzis. Then Korach asked another silly question. What's going to be if you have a house full of svarim? Do you have to put a mezuzah or not? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, there's a chiv to put a mezuzah on the house. I don't care what's inside it. You have a chiv mezuzah. So Korach answered back again, joking, and said, Kol ha-teira kula ein ha-pateras ha-sabayis. Like how could that be? If you have just one mezuzah, it parters the house. If you have a whole sefer Torah inside, it has more than just these two parshias. It has the Torah for sure, should pater. You do not have to put up a mezuzah on the house. So therefore, Korach started to laugh at Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're making too many mitzvahs, you're being machmir upon us too much. And he started to laugh Korach, and right away it's brought down that he made 250 talises full of tchelis, and he gave it to all these Russian other people, and they also started to laugh against the Moshe. So the kids, his koyach, his strength that Korach had was by joking around. He made jokes, he made shtus, like these questions don't make any sense, but still when you go to make leitzonis, no matter how chashuv the thing is, how great and important the thing is, with a little leitzonis, a little joking around, you could ruin the whole chashivas, take it all away. And the Mela Korach was able to convince these other people also to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we said before, that these people were also all Bechorim, and their complaints were, why did Moshe take away the power of the Bechor and give it to the Shevet Levi? It should be returned back to the Bechorim. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chelek, it's also mashma that it was Korach's wife that helped him along a lot. She also made him joke around with these questions of Talis, of mezuzah, she was also there to help along. The Gemara there really explains, the question is, the pasuk starts off here, that, V'ayin ben Feles b'nei Reuven. There were three people complaining against Moshe. It was Korach, alright, then Dasan v'Aviron, and then it was V'ayin ben Feles. But later on in the parasha, we never find anything what happened about V'ayin ben Feles. He's not mentioned later that he continued on arguing. And really, the Gemara in Achilik says that he stopped, because his wife came to him and told him, like, what are you arguing against Moshe Rabbeinu? Like, she told him, no matter what happens, you're going to lose out. Either Moshe Rabbeinu is going to win and he'll be the head, or else Korach is going to win and he's going to be the head. But you have nothing to gain. So it comes out that Ein ben Feles listened to his wife, and he, like, did shuv, he didn't fight anymore. And now this, the Gemara Darshins, the two different type of wives, that the wife of Ein ben Feles, that's the pasuk of Chachmas Noshim Bonsa Besa. If you have a good wife, she could build up the house. Because of his wife, he did tshuva. The end of the pasuk says, V'iveles biyodo teherseno. If you have an iveles or rishas, you have a bad wife, she could just destroy you. And the Gemara says that goes on the wife of Korach. That Korach's wife just helped him fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we know the Mishnah says in Novice in Perek Hechamishi that Kol Machlokes Shi L'Shem Shemayim Seifu L'Skayim. Whenever you're fighting, you have a Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim, for Hashem's sake, it'll be a good Machlokes. V'She'enu L'Shem Shemayim, but if you're not fighting L'Shem Shemayim, ain't Seifu L'Skayim. And the Mishnah says, Eizo Hi Machlokes Shi L'Shem Shemayim, what's called a Machlokes, an argument, that's called L'Shem Shemayim, Zu Machlokes Hilo V'Shamay. The machloikis that Hillel had with Beis Shammai. V'sheinu l'shem shemayim, what's called the machloikis that's not l'shem shemayim, zu machloikis koirach b'chol adosai. These are the two opposites. Either you have the machloikis the way Hillel argued with Beis Shammai, that was l'shem shemayim, or else you have the machloikis of koirach against Moshe Rabbeinu, that was not l'shem shemayim. Then the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos explains that what's called the machloikis l'shem shemayim, that means you're not there just to go against your friend. Whatever he says, you want to argue on him. But you want to know what the truth is. You're there to listen to your friend, to hear what he says, and then you think it over to find out what's the truth. Is what you're saying the truth, or is it what your friend is saying? That's the truth. So it comes out, what should be called the machlekes she'enu l'shem shemayim? That's the machlekes that you're not there to listen to what your friend has to say at all. You don't care what he says at all. You think what you're saying is right, and that's it. Whether it's right or not, you don't care. You're just there to say your say, and that's it. You're not there to listen at all what the other one has to say. Now that's really the pshat between the chibur, between the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the machlokes between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the Gemara says in Ervin on Daf Yudalid, Mifnei ma zochu Beis Hillel l'kvoya halacha k'dvrayim, how come Beis Hillel was zeicha that we always pask and the halacha is like Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says, "Mifnei shehoyu shoynim divreihem v'divrei Beis Shammai," like they learned what they had to say, and they also learned what Beis Shammai had to say. For lo yoid, not only this, ela shehoyu makdimim divrei Beis Shammai l'divreihem. They used to first listen to what Beis Shammai has to say, and then they would first say what they have to say. And the Chaim Shulevitz Tzatzal was masber that the Pshan the Gemara is like we always say by a dayan, he's not allowed to hear one Baal Din first before he hears the other one. Before two people come to complain against one another, the dayan, the judge, can't listen to one before the other. Because if you hear one before the other, you're inclined to listen to him more. The first thing you hear, you're inclined to listen to more. Therefore, Beis Hillel, when he had a machlokes, when he was arguing against Beis Shammai, he wasn't there just to hear what he had to say. He wanted to find out what the emes is, what the truth is. So the way to know the truth is, first, listen to what your friend has to say. Because if you're going to listen first what you have to say, it's going to automatically go in. You're going to have an atiyah, an agiyas, that since you said it, you're going to think you're automatically right. So you're not going to want to listen to your friend what he has to say so well. Therefore, Beis Hillel first listen to what Beis Shammai had to say. As if to say, let that come into me first. Let me really understand and see what my friend has to say. And then I'll say my piece. And then I'll sit down to think, to figure out what is the truth. That's called the Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim. You're going to find out what the emes is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants here. Mashenkein, by Korach, it was just the opposite. Like Reb Chaim brings down, the Yalkut says, it's interesting. In the Psukim here, we only find that Moshe Rabbeinu went to speak back to Korach. It says, Kol Advar Melo Pius Moshe LeKorach. You just find that Moshe, after Korach said what he's arguing, then Moshe Rabbeinu went to Mephias to talk back to him and tell him why he's wrong. The Psukim doesn't say anything about what Korach answered back to Moshe. The Pasuk doesn't say anything. The question is, why doesn't the Psukim say what Korach went to answer back to Moshe Rabbeinu? And Bekitzer is that Korach did not even listen to what Moshe Rabbeinu had to say. That's why he didn't answer back. His machlokes was Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. He didn't care, he didn't listen to what Moshe Rabbeinu had to say. He was just there to say his piece, what he thought was right. Whether it's right or not, wrong, whether it's really Amos or not, he didn't care. That's a machlokes Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. And the Yalkut goes on and says that Korach thought to himself, like, why should I go and argue back with Moshe Rabbeinu? Like Korach himself was afraid, he figured, Moshe Rabbeinu was smarter than me. He's a bigger chochem. So if I'll start arguing with him, he'll most probably win the argument. Therefore, Korach made up his mind he's not going to even to listen to what Moshe Rabbeinu had to say. He only said his piece and didn't answer back at all. That's completely a machlokes shaloi l'shem shemayim. Not to find out what the truth is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants, but just to say your peace. And to know how bad a machlokes is, a fight is, if it's not l'shem shemayim, later on in the parsha, in Parak Tezayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin, the Pasuk says, Vayalu meyal mishkan kerech dosam v'aviron misaviv, v'dosam v'aviron yotzu nitzavim pesach aleyim, u'nishayim uvneim v'tapam. As even their wives and their small children, they were also killed out. So Rashi brings down here, Boy v'orei, come and see, kamakosh ha-machlekes, how bad it is to have arguments. Sharei bezdin shomato, enoin shemelo ad sheyovish teisairus. That in this world, when we go to bezdin, bezdin only kills somebody, he gives a punishment only if he's at least bar mitzvah. He has to at least be 13 years old and having two sairus. In Shemayim, when they give you a Misa B'day Shemayim or a Ninus B'day Shemayim, you only get your punishment if you're at least 20 years old. And over here, by Korach V'Adosoi, we find that Ovdu Af Yonkei Shodoyim, even the young children, they were also killed out, to show us how bad it is to have Machlokes. And Rab Chaim explains that the reason why Machlokes is so bad, really, there's a Yalkut in Parshas Noso that says, Reb Lezer ben Oishe, Reb Lezer akap roimer, Godol ha-sholem, if there are peace in the world between the people, Sha'afilu yisro levdim avoydezorah v'sholem b'neyim, k'v'yochlam ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu e'nasotu negei abhem. Even if Klai Yisro are doing tremendous averus, they're being oved avoydezorah, still HaKodesh Baruch Hu tells the Sotan you can't touch them, since they have sholem between them. That's called Godol ha-sholem. Who are then is Yerushalmi that says that Doire Shel David, Kule Tzadikim Hoyu, for the door that David HaMelech lived, they're all Tzadikim. Vaidei Shehoyelhem Delturian, there was the hard fight between themselves, Hoyu Yoitzin LeMechom of Hoyonoflim. They went out to have Mechom to have war, and a lot of them were killed, even Tzadikim were killed then. Avo Doire Shel Achav, Mashenkin by the door of Melech Achav, Kulam Oivdi Avoide Zorah Hoyu, he was a Rosha, and the door was at Rishoyim. They were being oved avodah zarah. Va'yideish lohoya dolturim b'neyim, since they did not have any fights between them, hoya yordim lemacham v'noitzchim. They would go out and have war, and they would win the war. So see from here how great it is to have shalom, to have peace between one and another. Then the satan can't do any bad to us. Mashenki, when we have machlekes between us, then the satan is there to destroy. And he explains the pshat is because the satan lives on this world. Where is the mokum that a satan could live? That's the mokum where there's pirud machlokes. If there's fighting going on, that's where the satan comes to make the fighting worse and worse and worse. And really, there's a gemara like this in Gittin, that the gemara in Gittin of Nun Beis Amud Aleph says that Hanul Beit Shrei, the Yigru Bu Satan, there were two people that the satan used to come and make them machlokes, used to make fights there. Kol Beis Shimsha, every era Shabbos, have we commenced the Bahad Yadodim, that these people were fighting together. So Kozman, they were fighting together on era Shabbos. The Sotim was able to come to them. So Gemara says that Ikli Reb Meir Lohosim, Reb Meir went to visit these people. Akvinut Lose Beishimsha, so he stood over there three Erev Shabbos, three Fridays he was there, Adiyavad Lushalma, until we finally made Shalom between these two people. When these two people made Shalom, made peace between them, so Shama they heard Lesotim the Kamar, they the Afkid Reb Meir Lohu Gavrimi Beisai. They heard that the Sotim said that now Reb Meir threw me out of this house. That's what the Sultan said. So see the pshat is that the Sultan has a right to live in a place where there's a machlekes. When you have fighting going on, machlekes going on, that's the makom where the Sultan lives. Mashenkin, when they make peace between one another, that's the way to throw the Sultan out of there. Now, he also explains, how come the Sultan Badafka came on Erev Shabbos to cause a machlekes on Erev Shabbos? And he says the pshat is, because Yom HaShabbos, that's the day that we say it's Yom Menucha Gedushal Yam Chonasata. Menucha Sholom V'Shalva V'Hashke B'Vetach. The union of Shabbos is to have peace and to have Menucha. That's the Teva, that's the Messias of Shabbos. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Pesuk of Lo Yisavaru Eish B'Chol Mashmaseichem B'Yom HaShabbos, you're not allowed to make a fire any place where you live on Shabbos. So Pesha, that means that's a lav not to make a fire. The Zohar Darshins She'akavono Al Eish HaMachlekes, that you're not allowed to make a fire of machlekes. You can't have any arguments on Shabbos. So the pshat is that since the day of Shabbos is a yom mesugul to have peace, therefore the sotan that doesn't like peace, he likes to have machlekes, he comes and fights very hard Erev Shabbos to make sure that there won't be rest on Shabbos. But our kol ponim, we see from here that the place, the house where a sotan likes to live, is a house where there's a machlokes. So Mele, it's very good. When you have a machlokes, the sotan is living there. When the sotan is there, he kills, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are. He has no gedurim. You have to be 13 years old or 20 years old. That's only when the din is done either by Bez Din or done by B'day Shemayim. Mashenkin, the sotan himself, when he's living there, he's in the house, he has a right to make a punishment come even upon the tinoikis, even upon the young children. And about the pshat is really that when there's a machlokes between the parents, if the father is oimid in a machlokes, this nishrash, he gives over hashpah to his sons also, that a son will also have the hashpah of a machlokes. And that's why the sultan has the right even to wipe them out, to kill out even the young children. Now the Stipler Shlita, he also points out a nice point about a machlokes. That's brought down here when Korach went to complain against Moshe, he said, like in Pasuk Gimel, he said, "Vayomer aleihem, Rav lochem, ki chol leida kulam kedoshim uvasoichem Hashem, umadu atis nasu akal Hashem." Has Korach argued to Moshe and said, "You took too much for yourself? Like if you were a kohen, if you were the melech, so why did he give the kuna to your brother Aaron?" And he argued to say, "Kulam kedoshim, all the whole Klal Yisrael is kodesh. Everybody is great." So what Korach was arguing was, like, nobody should have this gedula. Why did you lift yourself up higher than everybody else? Everybody should be equal. And like really, Rashi brings down later in Pasuk Yutes that the Pasuk says, "Vayakal aleihem Korach as kol eida," that Korach gathered everybody together. So Rashi says in the Medrash Tanchuma, what does it mean? "V'divrei letzonas kol alayla." The whole night, Korach was saying jokes to the people. He talked them into like being on his side. Like he told them, "Kisvur matem sholay levad yani makpid." You think I'm only makpid? I only care about my own self. Ani makpid and any makpid ele b'shvil kuchem. I only care about all of yous. In other words, Korach was saying, "I want everybody to be equal. I don't want there to be any leadership that Aaron should be the kohen gadol. I want everybody to be equal." That's what Korach was arguing. That's the way he talked everybody into him. Now, really, really, what was behind Korach's mind was that he had this kina. He was jealous of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Elitzofen ben Oziel. He was the one that was going to be the Nasi over B'nai Kos, and he did not pick Korach. So Korach was jealous that he wanted to have the leadership. That was really why he went to make this whole fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. But when he spoke out his piece, when he told everybody what he holds, he did not say that. He did not tell everybody that he wanted to be the leader. He rather like fooled everybody and said this. He said that he's arguing, he wants everybody to be equal. I want to fight for everybody's rights, not only for my own rights. But that's the real koyach of a real Baal Machlekes. A person that comes to argue, to make fights, even though really, really what he wants is for his own sake, he wants to make himself bigger, but when he actually does the Machlekes, he makes it look nice, in a nice way. He makes everybody think, to feel, makes everybody feel as if he's really on their side. He wants to help along everybody. But that's called the machleike shalei l'shem shemayim, and nothing good comes out from it. But rather, it's a stira, and that's where the sotan lives, and the sotan has the right to destroy the house and to kill the people, and only bad comes out of it. Another chazal explained that what was the chesaron with Korach, what led him to do all this rishis, was really like there's a medrash in Matos that says that gimel matonas b'olam. There are three great matonas, three great presents a person can be zeich in this world. And if you zeicha b'yechud mehen, zeicha b'akol. If you receive one of them, you receive everything. Chochma, gvura, and oisher. You can be smart, you can be strong, and you can be very rich. But the Medrash says, Eimosai b'zman shei matonah shemayim. Only when the matonah comes from Hashem, u'boyim b'koyach ha-Torah. And you do with it the way the Torah wants you. In other words, you realize that the chochma is not really yours, but it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us chochma. You have this oisher, you have this rich, you're very rich, you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us the riches. And therefore you do the right things with it. Hu adin gevura. Ma'ashenkin by Korach was not that way. And really the Gemara in the Chelek says, that the first pasuk says, Vayikach Korach. Korach took. What is this lashon of Vayikach? What did he take? So the Gemara there says, Amar Resh Lakish, Shelokach Mekach Ra Liatzmei. He took something bad, like he bought something bad for himself. He took it to himself. The Farshim wants to explain, this is the pshat, that Korach was the richest person around at that time. The Gemara says he took 1/3 of all the riches from Yosef. That Yosef HaTzadik left over, he took 1/3 of it. That Korach was the richest person there was then. Hu Adin, Korach was a tremendous chacham, like Rashi brought down before. That Korach pikeyach hevi maro, since he was a smart person, he was a chacham. What made him lead to do these bad things? So in other words, Korach had the matana of Oisher. He was very, very rich. He also had this matana of chochma. However, Korach didn't use it l'shem shemayim. He didn't feel as if he got it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like he himself is nothing. It only belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But vayikach, he took it to himself, as if to feel he himself has the chochma. He himself has the Oisher. He himself is rich. And therefore the richness got to his head and made him argue against Moshe Rabbeinu to say, like, why did you give Aaron the Kohen Gadol? It should belong to me. I deserve to be the Kohen Gadol. But it was only because Korach had this richness in him and he had this chochm in him and he thought it belonged to him that he spoke, talk all this into himself. All right, turn over. Now, I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Shlita. He also explained that that was a chsoron by Korach. Really, he explained it on the Mishnah in Ovis, or Perek Revi, that Ben Zoyma starts off and says, Ezeel Chochem, who was considered a real Chochem, Haloimid Mikolodim, somebody that learns from anybody. Shinema Mikol Malamdai, his Kalti. Then it says, Ezeel Gibor, Hakoyva says Yitroi. Ezeel Osher, Hasmech Bechokoy, Shinema Yigia Kapecha, Kesech Hashach, Vatev Loch. That who was really called an Osher, who was really called a rich person, if you're happy with what you have. And he explained that really, Ben Zoyma is coming to explain Akasha. And really, we know the Novi Yirmiyahu said, Al Yisale Chochem Echochmosai. A Chochem should not be praised, be happy about the Chochmah that he has, but rather to know it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing with the Ashiris, he should not be proud about it, to brag about the Ashiris, because Pashut means it's nothing great. So he asked the question, we know that the Gemara says that Ein Ashchina Shrui Al Adam, Halim Kein Yeshla Dalad Milis. You have to have four special milis in order that the Shekhinah should come down upon you. And we learn it out from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe was a Gibor, Moshe was an Oshir, Moshe was a Chacham, and Moshe was an Onuf. So you need all these four Midas, then you are Zeichet to have the Shekhinah. The Gemara brings a Raya, how do we know Moshe was rich? Because he received the chips of the Luchais, from that he became very rich. So we see from here that to be rich is called a Mila, it's called something good, and because you're rich, you'll be able to have the Shekhinah. So if so, why did Yirmiyahu HaNavi say, like, Al Yisal HaChochem HaChochem Osai, in B'Yosher? Why shouldn't he brag and be happy with the fact that he's a Chochem, or the fact that he's a rich person? The Chura, being rich is a big milah. And he explained that that's when Ben Zoyma is coming to explain, at the end of the Pasuk, that Yavada, you have to realize that to be rich is a tremendous milah, something good. To be smart is a tremendous matana. Like we said, all that this Medjur says, that's only if you realize it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To know it's not you. You are not the Chochem. The Chochem belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave it to you. The Yashiris, the richness, is not really yours. It's not in your bones. It's something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Pasuk says, Li HaKesev V'Yazov. The money really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But He gives it to us. So we have to realize when Hashem gives it to us, it's really Hashem's, and we have to do the right thing with it. And not talk it into ourselves to think it's really something that we deserve the Yashikoyach. So that's when Ben Zoyma was saying, that Ezeel Chochem, who's called the real Chochem, Aloimid Mikolodim. That means you learn from anybody. You don't just talk into yourself, you're the most smartest person there is, and it doesn't pass by, can't learn from anybody else. He's not as smart as me. How can I learn from him? And the Torah says, no, you have to know there's a mid of Chochma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chochma. Even though you have a tremendous amount of Chochma of wisdom, but you don't have everything. Somebody else is possible has a little bit of wisdom that you don't have. So if you want to just learn Chochma, you want to know what Chochma is, you should learn it from anybody. But if you feel that it's you, you're the Chochem, you're the great person, then it doesn't pass. It's not nice, it's not bechavad, it's not respectful for yourself to go and learn from anybody else. So that's what the Zoyma is teaching us, that with this present of Chochma, with this present of Ashiras, of being rich, we have to realize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to do what Hashem wants with it, and not be like Korach, that Korach was Vayikach, he took these matonis of Ashiras, or he took this matanis of Chochmah and used it just to build himself up, to think as if he is great, he deserves to be the Kohen Gadol, not Aaron. Like Rabbi Yaakov said, it's only because he was a Chochmah that he could think such a thing like that, to say, I want to be the Kohen Gadol. But he took his Chochmah and used it the wrong way. Whatever we have to do is to realize that it all comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we only have to want to do, we have to do what Hashem wants. Then Pasuk Dalet says, Vayishma Moshe, when Moshe heard the way they were arguing, Vayipol aponav, he fell on his face. So Rashi explains he fell down because this was the fourth time that Klai Yisrael was doing such a chet, and even though Moshe was mispalo the first three times, but like it was too hard already to mispalo the fourth time. They already did the chet of the chet Egel, they did already the chet of the Mesenanim, they did already the chet of the Meraglim. And really, the Novi that says that three chatoim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Moichol, but in the fourth one not. So it was hard now for Moshe to stand up to daven in front of Hashem. That's the way Rashi brings down. The Rabbeinu Bachai explains how come Aaron didn't fall down? Like, why didn't it affect Aaron? How come only Moshe Rabbeinu fell down? And he wants to explain that as the anivos of Aaron, that since the Iker complaint of Korach was against Aaron, like he was complaining now, how come you became the Kohen Gadol? Really, Korach wanted to be the Kohen Gadol? Therefore, Aaron didn't want to fall down to Davin, like to do any harm to him. Hashem came Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Bachai learns he fell down, that means, like he said, Nefilas Apayim. In other words, he liked Davin to Hashem to stick up for the cover of his brother Aaron that they should get punished. And because of this Nefilas Apayim, that's why it came out that Korach got such a Misa the way he did. And he explains Rabbeinu Bachai, like the Gemara says in Azov, that when Rabbi Elezer said Tachnun, for that he gave an einish to all the people around that did something bad to him. And he explains that the Indian of Tachnun is when we say Tachnun, we put a head down on our left hand. Why the left hand? Because that's Midas Hadin. And by davening to Hashem Tachnunim, that could cause Midas Hadin to come about. And then it says, Moshe Rabbeinu went to answer Korach. Come to listen to me, you are the children of Levi. Is it so little that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated you from the rest of Klal Yisrael to bring you closer to Him? In other words, you are B'nai Levi. Levi are special people that are separated from the rest of Adas B'nai Yisrael, that they have a right to minister by the Mishkan. You do the Avodah. And the Pasuk says, Lahakrib Eschem Elov. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated you and made you closer to Him. And the Meshech Chochmah explains that after it says, Ki Hivdu Olakei Yisrael Eschem, Hashem separated us, like not right now, but way back, even in Mitzrayim. When Klai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, it's brought down that Shevet Levi did not have to work. The Shevet Levi, they had it easy there. They were just rulers. They had to watch over the rest of the Jews to make sure they did the work. But they themselves were separated. They didn't have to do the work. So he explains it that the Eden that had to work very hard, they were like Isaac and Avodah Zarah. They didn't have time to do Avodah Hashem. Mashenke and Leviim then, even in Mitzrayim, were able to be close to Hashem. They didn't have to work so hard. So even at that time, they were separated to be closer to Hashem. And later on also by the Chet Egel is brought down that the Shevet Levi didn't have to do with Chet Egel. So therefore they are separated from the rest of Klal Yisrael, that they are more closer to Hashem. So like Moshe was telling Korach, you have this chashivus, you're a chashiva person. You're supposed to be closer to Hashem. Like think in to see what is the emes, what is the truth, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu really want here? Like you really think that I said that I should be the Melech and my brother Aaron should be the Kohen Gadol? You think I did it myself? We're close to Hashem now. We have to realize I'm doing the emes. That was Moshe's tainim. But we spoke out before, Korach was a machlokes shel l'shem shemayim. He did not even listen to what Moshe Rabbeinu had to say. He didn't hear. He didn't think in to see what the truth is. He just said his talk. Then it said that Moshe Rabbeinu went to speak to Dosan v'Aviron, and also it didn't help. As they answered back to Moshe and said, Hamat ki elisonu mi'atzovas chol v'dvosh, la miseinu ba'midbor, that you took us out to kill us in the midbor, sounds like a double lotion here. Like, how come you want to be a prince over us? How come you want to rule over us? So what is this double talk of Kisis Torer Oleinu Gam His Torer? The Zama Kroshim said that Pshat is that Dosam Iren said that Moshe Rabbeinu, you are taking leadership over Klai Yisrael, but you're not doing it Lishmo. You're doing it because you yourself want to be a leader. Like, don't talk to us. Don't bother us. Your leadership itself is because you're a big Bagaivanik. You want to be great, that's why you became a leader. And that's again, this is a machlokes shel l'shem shemayim. They did not see the truth. That really the Pasuk says the truth of Moshe Rabbeinu before was, Moshe was honored of Mikol Adam. Moshe was a humble person, and it started out just the opposite. Since Moshe Rabbeinu had this midah of anava, since he was so humble, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, the tachlis of emes, of truth, He appointed Moshe Rabbeinu to be the leader over Klal Yisrael. But not because, like Dosan Aviram was saying, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wanted to be a leader. He wanted to stand, be a bagayve, be a high person. No, it was just the opposite. The midav anovi he had, that caused him, that Hashem gave him the emistic leadership. And then we know what the psukim said later on, that they had a special misum, vatifta choretz espiho, vatib loisom yespoteyem, that the ground just swallowed them up alive, kerech, and all his rechush, all his belongings. And then the pasuk says, v'yesh yotzom yesh Hashem, a fire came out from Hashem, v'atoychal eis hachamishim u'masayim ish makribi hakteris, that the 250 people that brought the kteris, they were also killed by the fire. And there's a machlokes in the Midrashim exactly how did Korach himself die. Some Midrashim say he was bechlal that vatiboka hadoma, that tifta horitz, and some say no, he was bechlal the people that were burnt. In other words, and some say he was both. First he was burnt, and then he was also swallowed up by the earth. As if to say he was the cause of everything, he was the aside of the machlokes here. Well, then after this, the Parak Yudzayin goes to explain like how we're going to be misaki and fix up now the chet of what Korach did. And the pasuk says, "V'yadav Hashem Moshe leimor emor el Elazar ben Aaron akoyin v'yore mesam machtois mi bein asreifa." Go take away these pins. V'yesh zora holo kikodeshim. Take away the fire. Es machtois hachatoyim. Then the pasuk says, pasuk hey. Zikaroin livnei Yisrael. This should be remembrance for Klal Yisrael. Laman in order asher lo yikrav izor asher lo mizer Aaron who lahaktik teres lifnei Hashem. That nobody else should come and complain. That's not really a koyin to say he wants to be do the avodas hakohanim. Vloyia ke koyrach v'chadosai. That nobody should be like Korach and all his congregation. Kasha dibur Hashem, the way Hashem spoke, biyad Moshe loy, in the hands of Moshe to him. And Rashi explains the lashon here is Kashadib Rashem biyad Moshe loy k'moy olav like upon him. That means al Aaron dibur el Moshe shehu avon of kahanim. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe that about Aaron, only Aaron and his children, they should be the kahanim. The fikach lo yikrav is zor asher loy mizer Aaron. Nobody that's not a kohen, not a child from Aaron, should do the avodah. But I call upon him the lashon of biyad Moshe is a little bit strange. Really, it should have said El Moshe, what Hashem spoke to Moshe. Why does it say biyad Moshe? So Rashi later explains this. Why does it say a lashon of biyad Moshe? So Rashi says the Medrash says that remez lecholkim alakuna shalokim b'tzuras. Whoever comes to argue against the kahuna would get tzuras. Shenema v'yotzi v'hina yodim b'tzuras kasholik. V'yakein loku ziyohu b'tzuras. Therefore, ziyohu also got this punishment of tzuras. And the Bear Moshe wants to explain this, like the Gemara in Krisa says that the word Biyad Moshe is Zu Gemara. That goes on Gemara. In other words, it goes on Torah Shabbat Per. Which Diki Yisoid of Torah Shabbat Per is there's a Kabbalah Ish Mepiyish. You have to have Emunas Chachomin. You have to believe in what the Chachom tell us, to listen to them, and to know you have Emunas Chachomin. That's the same thing like having Emunah in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yiyodev Emunah. That when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands was up, means the whole Klal Yisrael had Amuna, believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it was good for Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, V'yaminu ba'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi. If you have Amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Amuna in the Talmidei Chachamim, in the Gedolei Hador, and Moshe Avdoi, that's also considered like you have Amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really the tikkun of this chet of Machlekes, of Korach v'Adosai, is we should have complete trust in Amuna's Chachamim. And what the Chum tell us to believe that they are the Gedolim, they are the ones to know the Rotsin of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, and we have to believe and have Emunah in the Chachamim, not to argue upon them, but rather to accept what the Chachamim, what the Talmid Chum tell us to do. Then later the Pasuk says that Vayileinu kol adas b'nei Yisrael mimochros al Moshe v'al Aaron leimor, that the congregation started to complain against Moshe and Aaron as if to say, Atem hamitem esam Hashem. You were the one to cause that these people should be killed. These 250 people were killed. So they had complaints against Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that Hashem got angry at him, and he brought a magefa that came down right away. And right away, v'yem Moshe l'aron kaches amachto v'seinu le'esh me'al mizbech v'sim keteris. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, the Yetzer is, go take the keteris, go bring the keteris right now. and that will stop the Magefen from killing out the rest of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi brings down that how did Moshe Rabbeinu know this? That Rozeh, the secret, was Mosel Le'malach HaMovos Kisholol Rekiyam. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, the Malach HaMovos told him, Sha'aketeres Oitra Magefen. Malach HaMovos was so happy with Moshe at that time that he told him something, and he told him, you should know, if you bring the Keteris, that stops the Magefen, that stops the plague. Kedisim Echtzech the Shabbos. So now when the plague came, Moshe told Aaron, bring the Keteris. And it says he brought the Keteris, and the Magefen stopped, the Magefen went away. As if to show us that even though before it was the Keteris really that killed out the 250 Jews, that they brought the Keteris Zorah. And by Nadav Yaviv also it says they brought an Eish Zorah, they brought the Keteris. So people were thinking that the Keteris only kills people. Here it comes to teach us, no, it's not the Keteris that killed them, it was the Avera that they did. But when you bring the Keteris the right way, when you do the Avod, you do the Karbonis, you do the mitzvahs the way you are supposed to, it's the opposite. The Avod of the Keteris is something that stops the Magefa, just the opposite the way you thought. You thought up until now the Keteris has the power in it to kill people. And here we're showing us, no, the Keteris, if you do it the right way, if you do the same mitzvah the right way, not the wrong way, it could only cause to stop the Magefa. That was the saber to Klal Yisrael. And then after Chamishi, the Pasuk says, V'edabra Hashem HaMoshe Leymar, Dabra B'nei Yisrael V'kach Me'itom Mate Mate Leveisov, take a stick from each Shevet, Me'ez Kol Nisiyehem Leveisav Oysom Shnei Mos Matois Isha Shmoy Tichtov Amateyum. From each Nosi, from each Shevet, take a stick and write the names on each stick. V'yeshem Aaron Tichtov Amate Levi, and the name of Aaron write from the stick that should be from Shevet Levi. Each house had one stick. And the apostle goes on, we know we put the sticks in the middle. And the apostle says that whenever stick blossoms, that's the one to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choosing him. In other words, since what happened was by the Megefa that Hashem saw that Klal Yisrael was still arguing against Moshe and Aaron, they weren't so happy with what happened, they still had tainus. They thought it was the Keteris that killed the Reish Nun people. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu now was showing another Ness to show clearly to everybody that who is the real one that's supposed to do the Avodah to be the Kohen Gadol is going to be Aaron HaKohen. And he made another Ness with these 12 sticks. And the Pasuk says, Vayhi Memachros came the next day, Vayoba Moshe El Oyel Ho'edus, Vayhine Porach Mate Aaron Leveis Levi. That the stick of Aaron Haste was porach, like yield a flower. Vayotze perach, vayotze sitz, vayigmo shkedim. Haste brought forth buds and bloomed and ripened into almonds. Now the Medrash is brought down and explains that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take like one big stick and divide it into 12 pieces, that the people shouldn't say the reason why Aaron's stick blossomed, he had a special type of a wood. So take one big stick and divide it into 12 parts and let each shevet have a part of it. And then what happened really was two great nisim happened here. One was the stick blossomed and gave off fruits, and another the Medrash says is that it gave off two different types of shkedims, two different types of almonds. On the right side it was a sweet almond, and on the left side it was a bitter almond. As if to say, if you do the Rotzon Hashem, it'll come out good to us. And if we argue against Hashem, will only come out peronious, again punishment will come out. So this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael that the real Kohen Gadol, the real person that Hashem wants is Aaron, the Bnei Levi. He is the one to be the Kohen. He takes over Kahuna, and only from his children are there Kohanim. Now Mepharshim speak about this, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it was that his stick blossomed and gave off fruit. And the pshat is, that's a limud for any time we do a mitzvah. When a yid does a mitzvah, he has to know he's giving off fruits. It's not just am a ma'aseh mitzvah. The Gemara always says, oichel perasein ber lamazeh v'akeren kayemes elo mabo. When you do mitzvahs, there's a peres, there are keren kayemes. Things grow out from the actions that we do. As we once spoke out, a Jew is like real like a bor, like a piece of ground. And we grow. And we could grow big and big and big. We could grow good and we could grow bad. But that's the koyach when Klal Yisrael does the mitzvahs, when we do the Rotzon Hashem, then it comes out sweet peres, comes out good fruits. But everything we do creates peres, creates fruit. It's not just that a dead maisam. It's what we do in action. Other people learn from the action, either to do good, we help other people, we mastayei other people doing mitzvahs, we help other people learn Torah, other people daven nicely, you also get a part of that. The schus grows and grows and grows. Now, Shenkin, if we do averus, we do things bad, and other people learn from it, we also get a punishment for what the other people do. That's called, we have prochim, we have growth. While we do our actions, things grow from it. The way we are mechanach our children grow from the parents. How much mitzvahs the parents do, the way the parents do the mitzvah, that's the way the children also learn how to do the mitzvahs. If we do it the right way, we do it besimcha, we do it when we're happy, we enjoy to do the mitzvah, the son also learns to do the mitzvahs besimcha. But if the father just kvetches and say, oy vey, it's so hard to do the mitzvah, even though he does it, so maybe the father will still do the mitzvah. But by the son already, he says, what do I have to do oy vey for? I'm better off not doing the mitzvah altogether. So even though we do the mitzvahs, we have to realize people learn from us. There are prochim, there are fruits coming out of it. We have to do the mitzvah the right way. We have to do it the simcha. We have to show that this is the most dearest thing we have is to do the mitzvahs. And if we do it the right way, then other people learn from us how to do it the right way. And that's where we create the Kiddush Hashem. And that's the greatest things we could do. That's why it's brought down that loss of love, even though a person has a din v'cheshben after his mace, but it's brought down by Yemais HaMashiach, there'll be a din v'cheshben ha-godl. There'll be another din a person will have later Yemais HaMashiach. The question is, you already had your din, you had your judgment after your misa. So why do you have to have a second judgment later? Like, what would change? The Chura, once you're dead, you can't do any more mitzvahs. So how could something change? Why should there have to be another din ha-godl that would be loss of love? And they say the pshat is that even though a person, when he's maced, he gets a din b'cheshben, what he did, but from the actions that you did right now, they don't die out. Even though the person died, the actions are still here. People learn from you. Your children learn from you. Other people do mitzvahs because of you. So even though you're not here anymore, but the payers, the fruits that you caused are still here. So how do we know exactly how much fruits you ended up with? The end, that's only by seif, by loss of lovei. Then it's become the end of all the ma'isim. Then Hashem will make another judgment, the din ha-godol, that not only the actions that you yourself did, but all the things that came out of your actions, all the good that other people learned, other people did mitzvahs because of your actions. Or the other way, all the bad that came out because of your actions, where people learned bad from you. As we have to realize that doing mitzvahs causes fruits to grow from it. And we have to be careful to cause good fruits and not to cause bitter fruits. And then after Shishi, the pasuk goes on that like Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell clearly that the Avodah now is given over to the Kohanim, to Levim. They are the ones that work to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. They are the ones that bring the Korbanos. They are the ones that takes care of the Beis HaMikdash. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose the Shevet Levi to take care. And they have a Shomru, Mishmar Techo, Mishmeres Kol Oyel. They take care of everything. And then Beato V'nech Yitcho Tishmu as Kunaschem L'chol Dvar Mizbeach. You should take care of all the avoid of the Kanim. Then the Pasuk goes on, Pasuk Ches goes on, V'davi Hashem el Aaron, V'ani hinei nosati l'chos mishmeres tru moisoi, l'chol kodeshoi b'nei Yisrael, l'chol nesatim l'moshkol v'nech l'chol g'olam. Now the Pasuk goes on to talk about the different matnas kuna, the different presents that are given to the Kanim. And like Rashi says, Bu'akos of nosam le'chof dalad matonis. There are 24 matonis that are giving over to Levim. Hey, to the Shevet Levi Kuna, Nosan Lechov Dalad Matonis. Now, really, from these psukim, it's a raya really to the Chayvas Havavas. The Chayvas Havavas says that by a Kayin, it's interesting. There are 24 special avoidas you have by a Kayin. And who are in the Torah says 24 special matonis that Kayas will have to give back to the Shevet Levi and Shevet Kuna. So he asks, how does it start off? Does it start off that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the presents? Give them the Chav Dalad Matonis. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do more Avodah back to them. Or does it start off the other way? That since they have so much Avodah, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the presents. Now Rashi here says that what happened here was that it's a moshul that if somebody gave you a field to own, and it came out that people started to argue about the field. They said, no, it doesn't belong to you. How can you give it away? And then it came out that you won it according to the courts and it's yours. So you made a big party. It's here also. The Fishabor Kairach Viro Kineged Aaron Alakuna. Kairach came and argued against Aaron to say he doesn't deserve the Kuna. His Boakos of Nosan Lechov Dalad Matonis Kuna, Bevris Melech Oilam. The Torah came now and gave the Kohanim 24 special Matonis. as if to say, this is a right, this is the proof that you deserve, you are the Kohanim. So really the Chovos Avos says that really it starts off that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Matonis, the special presents, to the Kohanim. Now the pshat is, when a person receives something special from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has an achrayis to give back a special thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way we give back thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by doing mitzvahs. The more mitzvahs we do. So the Chovos Avos says, it started out that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like this Rashi says here, gave the Shevet Kuna to be mechazik them, to show his strength, that gave his seal, that you are the Kohanim, you're the special Shevet. He gave them a special 24 matonis. He gave them special 24 presents that the clients will have to give the Levim, give the Kohanim. Now, since they received something special from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now there's the inyan that they have back to do a special 24 avodis, 24 special mitzvahs that they do back to Hashem. Chaim has always explained that's why every single Jew is like that. The more we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more thankful we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more avodah, the more mitzvahs we have to do back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more of a tzaddik you are, the more you realize that everything you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say, Ozeo Oshir HaSamech V'Chalkoin. You're happy with whatever you have, you realize it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the biggest chayiv, the more of an obligation you have to go back to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. And the way we do it is by doing the avodah better, by doing the mitzvahs more b'shleimus, more kavanah, and wanting to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And later the Pesukim talk about the mitzvah of Pidyon B'chor Odom, that the Pesuk says, Ach podoy sifto eis b'chor Odom, that there's a mitzvah, your first child that you have, the first son, is a mitzvah Pidyon Aben, like to buy him back from the Kohen. And another Pesuk, the Chinuch talks about this here, that in the Pesuk in Seder Pashas Boy, there it says, Kol b'chor peter kol rechem, b'vnei Yisroel b'odim u'v'avheim lihu, that there it says, peter rechem. That means psichas rechem. Kloimash rayurishon leftoyach rechem. It was the first child that came out of your wife's womb. So in other words, let's say your wife was nafel, had enough, she had a child that comes achra hanafolim, so there's no din pit a peter pidyon b'chor. Because it's not called a peter rechem. It has to be the first child that came out of the womb of your mother. And the chinuch before in Pashas Boy explains that what's this inyan of pidyon b'chor. He says the pshat is that shirotz Hashem yisborach that zakeinu lasois mitzvah bereshis piryov. Like the first child, the first fruit we have, Hashem gives us the power to do a mitzvah with it. Laman das that we should know ki akil shaloi that everything comes from Hashem. V'yemer liyodim dovu b'yelam rak mashichalak leHashem mechasodiv. We don't have anything in this world, only things that HaKadosh Baruch Himself gives us. V'yavin zeh b'roisoi, we should see this. Why? Because after we have to work so hard to have parents, to have a child, and the first child we have is so dear to us, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we have to give it to the Kohen. It belongs to the Kohen, it belongs to Hashem. We have to make a pidyon b'chor, we have to buy it back from the Kohen. As if to show everything we get only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Chinuch also says, V'yoyid, Lischer Hanes HaGodosh Shosolano Hashem B'chor Mitzrayim. To remember the nisim that Hashem did with the b'chor of the Mitzrayim, Sheharogim, that He killed them out, and us He saved from it. Remember, the Pesuk always says that there's a Kedusha on the Bechor because they were saved. And the Pshat we once explained was really that when the Malach HaMavis had the Rishus to kill out all the Bechorim, really he could have killed out the Bechor Yisrael also. Ezein Lahavchin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special nest, He had given a special Kedusha to the Bechor Yisrael at that time, that because of the special Kedusha they were saved from the Malach HaMavis by Makas Bechoris. So also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a special Kedusha to the Bechorim, because this also, we have to remember this, that was the mitzvah's peter of pidyon Bechor. To remember this nest also that Hashem did to all the Bechorim. In Hu Adin and other, the Matonis we have, the Truma, the Maiser Rishon, the mitzvah on Levim to give Maiser Min HaMaiser, all these in Yonam also, a Matonis we have to give back to the Kohanim is also to show that really everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything we get, everything we gain, we have to give away one part of it, like to Hashem. And by the mitzvah of Maisa Min HaMaisa, the Levi has to give, the Pasuk says, Mikol Chelboy Es Mikdashim Imenu. Like from the fattest, the best part of it, you should give away. So Dashim here, that Min HaToiv HaNivchar. When you do give away the Maisa, the Matrumas Maisa, you're supposed to give the nicest part of it, the best part of it. Who are then the Zalimud, every time we give Stokom, we should always give the nicest, the best. We have to realize we're giving away a davar choshev, and not just to give away the gerua, the worst that we have. Like we know, like the Chazal always said that the more you give, the more stock you give, just the more you'll get back in return. In other words, the more that we're makir, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to give away for Hashem's sake, so the more we understand that, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us. So that's this inyan of giving all these different matonas to the kanim. We said the Chav Dalar matonas we give, and it should all be done, b'mubchar, with the best that we have. Alright, we'll stop here.